Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm so sorry, I couldn't wait any longer.
No, it's so dark, we couldn't see you were there.
The light seems to be a bit playing up a bit.
Sorry to have kept you waiting.
I don't mind, I just wondered if you were still alive.
Not asleep.
Or asleep. I just have a quick visit for you tonight. My name is Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer. Hello.
Yes, and I've been allowed to come to tell you your teacher will be here next week.
Oh, great. Oh, thank you.
Or next time, whichever comes first.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
you. Yeah. I believe that will be the last visit before your Christmas time.
Ah, yes.
Perhaps.
Do you celebrate Christmas where you are?
Yes.
Lots of people don't, you know. Seems a silly question, but it's not meant to be.
Did you celebrate Christmas when
you
were
yes. here? Yes, I believe so.
What happens in spirit to you?
Some people still celebrate. It depends if they want to or not. And of course, as you know, like-minded people get together. Yes, we often have celebrations. Slightly differently from you, the beautiful colours are everywhere. And whatever one desires, it's available to us.
Great. That's easy, isn't it?
Wonderful.
It is wonderful.
Looking forward.
Yes. And not such hard work as having trees decorated. And although I'm not too keen on having all of the trees chopped down.
That's true. No.
But I think a lot of these trees are grown especially to be cut down.
They are, but it is still... it's still an act of
killing.
Yes, I don't like that word, but yes, you're correct.
They don't realise that plants and trees feel.
The good thing is there are quite a lot of artificial trees around.
Yes. But there's no malice because it's such a lovely time of year for you. The trees are cut for a good reason. So we have to remember that also.
But the thing is that all the plants have got spirits and have feeling, but we regularly cut the grass and pick flowers and maybe we shouldn't do that either.
It's a difficult one, isn't it?
Yes, there has to be a fine balance, I feel. I was against everything when I first came here, but you come to temper those feelings and realise that as long as it's done for good, with a good heart, then it's not evil. It's too easy to class everything as being evil. After all, you have to live on this planet, don't you?
We do.
True.
And imagine if you left the grass to grow.
We'd all be in a jungle.
You would.
If we left all the trees to grow, the ones that seeded, you wouldn't be able to move.
Yes. So, you see, there is a good side as well.
Yes.
And that is my advice to any of you, is to keep a very fine balance. Balance of opinion about most things. I hope you agree with me.
Yes, absolutely.
It is difficult. You feel sad about certain things, especially with that, even more so with animals and the things that loss of habitat and everything that goes with that. But
so much of animal disposal, shall I say, is unnecessary. That is what is soul destroying, when you know it is unnecessary. But animals, like humans, have a cycle of life. So always try just to keep a balance.
Yes.
Of
course,
the animals kill the animals as well to just
yes.
to live.
Yes.
And it keeps the populations down too. When mankind interferes, I was just watching the program the other evening on the television, and because mankind has been taking these, I think they're called sea slugs, out of the sea, the kelp has grown up. So the sea is getting completely blocked, and the other animals then can't come and feed properly because all this kelp's in the way.
Yes.
So
that is also a very good feeling about having balance. It's balance in all of life.
Interfering with nature.
Yes. Right. Man does tend to interfere too much.
It certainly does.
But as you say, sometimes if they feel it is necessary for the survival, that can only be a good idea, I feel.
Yeah.
But everyone is entitled to their opinion.
Yes.
Mm. Remember that also.
Mm. Yes, so we can't see the bigger picture.
No.
So we just have to accept things as they are at the moment.
If it is done for good and for love, then, you know, just hold back a little bit before criticism takes place.
And also, Sanimata has said to us that, you know, some things happen to people, to people, and that's what they need in this lifetime. So although you think they're being treated badly, that's what they need in this lifetime. So
it may well be, yes.
Never judge.
Yes, we don't have the power to judge each other. Only higher sources can decide that for us. And yes, and that's why we have our free will, and still have free will. We don't become perfect angels, as I suppose you've all been told.
Yes.
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 Wouldn't it be a wonderful place if we were all angels?
Well, hopefully one day we will all
improve.
Heart of the spirit.
Improve a huge amount. Yeah. By the time the end of this planet happens, then I think we won't need it anymore.
And then you wouldn't be humans, would you?
We what, sorry?
You would not be humans.
No, we wouldn't. No, that's right.
You would all have passed and been wonderful beings. Yes. But let's hold on to this life, shall we?
Yes.
And have as much fun and laughter and hope and joy as you can.
Yes.
Yes.
You've obviously learnt a lot in your life.
I have. I had set opinions, perhaps two set. And I'd like you all, because you seem a very nice bunch of people, I'd like you to know that you can have a wonderful life. You can make mistakes and when you come to pass to this life, you look back and think, well, that wasn't too bad, was it?
Hopefully you will think that.
Yes. So, you know.
So what did you do, Jennifer, when you were on this?
I believe I was like, today you would call a nurse. But I was a lady who went around villages to help others.
District nurse.
Yes. Like a nurse, I think you call them today, or
carer?
No, not so much a carer. I'm trying to find the correct word.
Yes, it might have been a little bit, maybe before nurses were sort of in hospitals, maybe it was.
Yes, I wasn't aware of them at the time.
Did you use herbs and things?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I was very much into some of nature, and because that's all that was available to people outside the cities, and plus there was no money to pay for anything, So you made your own way in life.
Mm.
And I would say most mothers in rural areas knew how to use the herbs.
For medicines.
I think it's coming back now. We went through a period where we were told, you know, that's old fashioned, you know, you need all the modern chemical things. I think we're going back a bit now and realising that there's an awful lot of good in
But doesn't it show you that it's life is just a continual cycle?
It is
like going around in a ball.
Yes, it is. Yes.
It comes and it goes.
Yes, that's right.
Yes. Anyway, I've so enjoyed talking to you.
It's been very enjoyable for us.
And I'm so pleased your teacher's coming for you.
Yes.
I believe you look forward to that.
We do.
Yes.
But we're always pleased when people like you pop in. That's nice to to hear from you.
It's always a great pleasure to be asked to do, I almost said job. That's not correct, is it? A job?
Well, that's all right, a job.
You came with a message for us, didn't you? Messengers. Yes.
A messenger. That's much nicer.
Do you do this? Is this your main thing that you do when? Now?
Yes, I like to come to people who are agreeable with me, who I blend well with, and which I have done this evening. I like to go and I like to tell them about being happy, about enjoying life as it is, not to worry so much. Because if it is going to happen, it will happen.
Yes.
So, you know, make the most of what has been given to you.
Yes, it's, we had a little bit of... we had a good meeting about... It was sort of about happiness mainly last week. So I think at this time of year particularly, we have to sort of... It's winter time now and we have to keep thinking happy about, you know, happiness.
And need to jolly up.
Yeah.
Keep cheerful. Yes, because people like you, who you see, it's amazing how much you have. And in another part of the world, people have so little.
Definitely.
Yes, it's very, very happy.
Just that one thought where you have so much should bring you great joy.
Yes.
Should allow you to extend love to those people who are without. But my mission is to try to cheer people, to make them realize that even in their down times, they should be happy. You should make the most of your lives. And we all know everyone has times when they wish they were not in the midst of it. But if you look and keep a balance, you will realize how fortunate you are.
Well, I think we are very, very fortunate in this country.
Yes. Yes, you're all very fortunate people here, I would say. Not without trials and tribulations, but with a life that has ups and downs, and with a free will that allows you to make correct decisions.
Yeah, we have the choice to make those decisions as well. So many people don't. So
yes.
We're not oppressed in this country.
No.
Yes. So isn't that not a joyous note to finish on?
It is.
Yes.
It is. You've really helped us.
I can hear a baby crying, Jennifer. So you used to bring babies into the world.
Yes.
Many,
it
many babies.
It was a great thrill for me to do so. Babies being born means a new life for a certain amount of time, whatever that is, I do not know at the time.
But you also saw a lot of sadness where those babies didn't come to fruition.
Again, you see, today these things do not happen nearly so often,
no.
because you have grown in many ways, in different ways, I would say.
Advances.
Yes. So.
Yeah. And the mothers died too, didn't they?
Yes.
And the babies.
Yes. But I can say to you, sad as it may seem, it was a joyous time for me.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying my life was joyous, but I will say that it helped with my understanding when I came to this world.
Yes.
So, I must go. I can hear voices in the background waiting to talk with you.
It was a real pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Yes, thank you all.
You're welcome at any time.
Yes. Bye.